Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas. John, how you doing?
Kemp, good morning. I'm doing great.
Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you because you're in the news. You're doing some branding changes. We'll get to that in a minute. But before we get there, it's been a while since I've talked to you. Since I've talked to you last, you've come out with your year-end results, your fourth quarter results. They're very good. You grew the company overall to $1.1 billion. Talk a little bit about your year-end results.
Well, Kent, thanks. 2011 was an interesting year, probably a tale of two halves. It started very strong in the first half and into the third quarter, and the second half slowed a bit. We call it a pause. We saw a little bit of that in the commercial marketplace, probably related to some of the macro issues in Europe and the downgrading of the U.S. debt, et cetera. Some of the pace of business began to slow somewhat in the fourth quarter, but overall the business was good. And of course, as a global organization, we're operating all over the world, and you get, you know, different results in different places. But generally speaking, it was a very good year for all of the regions for Interface.
Most people know that Interface is the world's largest producer of modular tile. You also own Bentley Print Street, which does some broadloom business. You are global. You have plants in Asia, U.S., and Europe, right?
Correct, Kemp. We have 8 manufacturing facilities around the globe that produce modular carpet. We invented the idea and certainly claimed to do that. Or, you know, as you know, Ray Anderson started the company in 1973 in the U.S. to bring the concept of modular carpet to the U.S., but later went back and purchased the Dutch company, Huga, that actually did invent carpet tile in the 80s. And so by virtue of that, we claimed that spot, and it's our primary product. It accounts for over 95% of our business globally. It's a very fast-growing category. We feel as the leader, it's our job and our great opportunity to continue to expand that category. So, yeah, the global footprint is interesting. As you mentioned, we've got plants in Asia. The most recent, a couple of years ago, opened our China plant in and around Shanghai, and to operate in addition to a plant that's been in Asia since the mid-90s in Thailand, and then, of course, across Europe and the Americas.
Just to review, we were looking at some of your numbers. Actually, we're getting ready to put our annual report together. So not quite half your business is in the U.S., and the rest is all over the rest of the globe, right?
That's right, which is, of course, a very diversified business.
Let's talk about one more thing, then we'll get to the identity change. You do focus in the commercial side of the business, but you do have a nice little piece on the retail side, and you go direct to these little retail stores you have in the U.S., and you just opened your 9th retail store in Los Angeles, right?
That's right, Kemp. We've began and built the Floor brand 7 or 8 years ago to take this idea of modular carpet to the consumer market, sort of built from a place where we began to see a lot of our great commercial customers, particularly architects and designers, beginning to use it in their home.
Right.
And we said, hey, this is a great, you know, this is a great solution for the consumer as well. So we began to build the business, and it started as an internet catalog business and grew nicely. And then we began to test our own retail stores a few years ago, and those tests were successful to the point that we've been on a 2-year expansion. And as you mentioned, the latest one was in West Hollywood. It's our 2nd Los Angeles area store, the first one being in Santa Monica. I was out last week at the opening event we had, and it was extremely well attended, and we're very excited about the momentum.
You've picked cities where there's an affluent clientele and where there's a lot of urban business. Correct me if I'm wrong, but the majority of your customers are buying these modular carpets, and they're putting them in kind of as making little rugs and breaking up their floors that way, right?
Yeah, that's a big part of it. Having a consumer, an internet web-based and catalog business, over 5 or 6 years, you know where your customers are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that helps you know where to locate your store location. So that's where you see us putting the stores. They also happen to be in these really important urban markets where
right.
Design sensitivity is really important, and this type of product is being used. And the second part of your question is how they're using it. And yes,
right.
they're definitely a large part of the business is related to people creating these scalable area rugs, you know, with multiple SKUs and creating unique sizes and unique definitions to space. And we also do a fair amount of wall-to-wall carpet tile. People will use it in various areas, bedrooms and basements and family rooms and all over the house. So both parts of that are growing, and it's a great product for a consumer to be able to design with and to be able to integrate into the design of their flooring.
Well, let's get to the chain. You're changing the way you're recognized internationally. When Ray Anderson started this company, he called it Interface. Over some period of time, you changed it to Interface Floor, and now you're changing that name worldwide back to Interface. Is that right?
Yeah, that's part of it, Kemp. Obviously, that's the initial visual is the change of the name back to Interface, and with that will carry a change in the look and feel. You know, but bigger than that, and that's what you will see. But I guess why is Interface doing this to its brand this year? And really, our aim is to celebrate the Interface brand globally from our roots and the foundation on which it was started by Ray Anderson built, and certainly point to our future. You know, we're taking this opportunity to make this change and do it globally. Obviously, the timing of this is interesting from a couple of perspectives. We continue to honor Ray, who, of course, passed away in August. And so we celebrate Ray, and it's interesting that April, we're choosing to do this in April because 39 years ago, this is the month that Ray Anderson founded the company. So there's a lot of interesting things about this that we're doing both internally and externally, not only to celebrate but also to, you know, recognize and reaffirm some of our important brand essence and our brand DNA.
Now, you launched this actually at the Milan Design Show in Italy, and I believe you're the only carpet company that's at that show.
That's right. This show is amazing. We've participated in this for a number of years. I don't know if you've focused on it, and I think it'd be a great place to visit. It's a fantastic event, and it is 100% focused to honor design. In our show displays this year, you're seeing the new look and feel of this new Interface brand. You're starting to see some of the new elements of it, and this is the beginning. And we will continue this launch and roll it out throughout the year at a number of global events, the next one being Neocon, where I'll certainly see you in June, and then in August, Saturday in Design in Australia, in September, Neocon, IDEX in Canada, October, Orgatech in Germany, and then to close out the year at Greenbuild in San Francisco. So you're going to see this new look and feel, this new brand, this new celebration for us, and you're going to see this roll throughout the year. So it's real exciting.
Yeah. Okay. One quick last question. We're about to run out of time, but just your outlook for 2012, what's your crystal ball telling you about business?
Well, I think it's going to be a challenging year. It is better. The business momentum is better than the latter part of last year, and that's encouraging. And I think, again, in our business, it's very diversified along a number of segments. That's our business strategy, is to be the company that leads the growth of modular carpet to all the different vertical segments, whether it's education, retail, healthcare, hospitality, et cetera. And so across segments, you see different levels of momentum. But I think when we talk at the end of the year, Kemp, I think we will have had a good year. And I feel some things building. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things on the horizon that can challenge that internationally in terms of just the economic and political situation, but we're pretty focused and feeling pretty good about 2012.
Okay, great, John. Good to talk to you again. We've been talking to John Wells, who's president of Interface Americas, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.